Hey butterflies, this is your girly the Bell, joining again with another podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about, it's in the divine order. It's in the divine order. It's already been orchestrated by God. It's already been directed by God. It's already been in the steps of God. And everything is going to be okay. I can only use myself as an example. Everything that I've been through thus far has been in divine order. Has been set up by God. There's a good. There's a bad. The ups and downs. It's been in the divine order. It's been orchestrated by God. There's seasons and seasons and seasons and seasons. He knew it all. He knew the life story. He knew everything about my life, about everything that would happen to me. He knew it because he made my life. He designed my life. He birthed my life. Everything is happening in the divine order. Everything is just happening just the way he planned it. And so where I am in right now, it's just the divine order. It's just the divine order. And so there's no need to fear. I just keep that in my mind. There's no need to fear. Because if I'm in an alignment with God, there's no need to worry. There's no need to fret. Because everything that I'm going through is in the will of my Father. Is in the steps of my Father. And if I be steadfast in him, he's going to show me line per line what to do. I just have to stay in the will and in the face of him. And stay obedient to my Father. It's just in an order. This is just a message. This is just a short little message today. The order of God. It's just the divine order of God. He ain't going to lead you wrong. He ain't going to steer you wrong. He ain't going to steer you in the wrong direction. Because when you're in the will of him, he ain't going to let you fall. Because that song says, Lord, lift me up. And let me stand my place on heaven, tableland, no higher place that I have found. Plant my feet on higher ground. I hope I'm saying that song right. I haven't heard that old school song in a long time. I love singing some old school songs, y'all. But that just reminds me that when we stumble, God is going to lift us up. He's not going to let us go but so far if we're in his will. If we're in his care. If we're underneath his wing and we're doing what we're supposed to do with him, he ain't going to let us go but so far. And so I get joy in knowing, I get peace in knowing that everything is orchestrated in the divine order. It's just the divine order. It's just divine order. Everything that is happening, it's just divine order. Right now, chosen ones, this is the divine order of God. And God is detouring some things to get us back on track to where we need to be. To where we're supposed to be. Divine order. And sometimes God will set you up. Why he sets us up? Well, because he loves us so much. I don't know why God do what he do. But he's God. And he do what he wants to do. And if he wants to set us up, so be it. Because he's God. And we can't question that man. Dare not. But sometimes God will set you up. Okay? He will set you up. For your greatest comeback. He'll set you up. Just to see what you're going to do. He'll set you up. Sometimes he'll set you up to see what you're going to do. Sometimes he'll set you up to train you. To build your spiritual muscles. Sometimes he'll set you up to get some residue off of you, to heal you. So that you can be used for his glory. God is a man that you can never figure him out. But it's all in the divine order. And that's where I am right now. I told you this is the short podcast today. Just a short, sweet. Just a short, bittersweet podcast. Just divine order. But right now, this is where I'm at. I've been set up. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Let me say this again. I'm so glad that God loved me so much that he set me up to teach me some things, to train me, to build my spiritual muscles. To heal me and still healing me. To teach me the order of him. To teach me a different love language. Learning him in a different way. Still learning the voice of him. Learning the Holy Ghost in a different way. Woo! Utterance of the tongues. Woo. And I wouldn't change it for nothing. Let me tell you something. It's the best thing. This has been the best experience. Might not have felt good. Woo. Might not have felt good. Might not have looked good. Oh, but it was for my good butterflies. It was for my good. In the beginning of the last season, I said, this is a Jesus in me experience. Ooh. I believe I said that last year. the Jesus and me experience. To show that it can be done. That's why I come raw. I come real and unfiltered, straight to the direct point. I come honest. I come a little street with it. Because I don't come fake. What you see is what you get. But this has been such an experience. And I would not trade it for nothing. And it has blown my mind. It has taught me about the supernatural. And just what God can do. And the visions and the dreams. And the voice of Him. The order of God. It has blown my mind, y'all. It has blown my complete mind. And it has been the best experience. Might not have felt good at times, like I said. Might hurt it some days. Might have caused some warfare sometimes. Because a lot of days, I was in some intense warfare. The battlefield of the mind. I could tell about me. I could tell my story. And I ain't ashamed of it. But this has been such a joy of my Christianity walk with Christ. Christianity walk with Christ. Come on here, Jesus. Come on, Holy Ghost. That was, I love how He peeps on through. Because Jesus and me time. Sometimes I just sit in my bed at, some days. Latter days, and I just random talk, and I look up in the walls, and just begin talking to my friend, to my daddy. I ain't got no friends, but I got a friend named Jesus, and he's there. He don't judge me. He's there just to listen without judgment. I tell you, Enoch, that book of Enoch, that book is forbidden, but I love the book of Enoch, but it just reminds me of the relationship that Enoch and Jesus had. And it just reminds me of the relationship that me and Jesus, we shared too. I just feel like I'm alone and, I ain't got no friends and always feel just a special, special intimate connection. Like it's just something so big that is bigger than you and I. And it's far in another dimension that just sits on the throne and just listens to your every concerns and understands your every flaws. And it's just like, man, he's my friend, he's my daddy, he's just everything. My mother, my father. Just everything that I needed him to be. And it's just, whew. But now that I have that deep, deep connection in the spiritual, where now I understand him, and really learning the prophetic, because I'm still new to the prophetic, still new, and there's still a lot to learn. It has blown my mind what I've learned so far, and I'm just so excited to learn more of the prophetic, learn more of God's voice, and just deeper intimacy and communication. And I know the more deeper I get into him, I know the deeper the warfare is gonna get. But so be it. That, you know, I love God. I really do love God, and that's for facts. But it has just been, get back on topic, it has just been a joy to experience. I didn't know Jesus was going to take me through all of this, this season. But I thank God that he did. And it has blown my mind. And it was for my good. It was necessary. Everything that has happened, it was for my good. I can't say why. I can't get mad about it. I can't get angry. I can't pout. No. In fact, I'm going to rejoice and just say thank you, God, for the setup. Thank you, God. It just built me. It just shielded me. And thank you for your angels that protected me through it all. And it was just the divine order of him, of God, Yahshua, a man of many names. And that is why I love him so much. Man, if y'all got any doubt, don't, because God is real. He is real, and he's coming back soon. Sooner than you think. He has spoken to many of his prophets, and that he's coming soon. He has spoken to many of the apostles, bishops, and so forth, of the taking away dreams and what happens when he shuts the prophet's mouth. He shuts the mouths of the apostles, the bishops, and so forth, and the evangelists, and all of the people in their respectful places. What happens then? What will you go to for the word? The word is given that he's coming soon. You better open the Bible and look for the signs and the wonders. But the word has been given that, and the warning has been given that he's coming soon. Look at all the disasters that has happened. The earthquakes that has happened. The coronaviruses, all these sicknesses, all these deaths, all this shakings that has happened nationwide, and people are still merely asleep. The shaking is still happening nationwide, and people are still merely asleep. And God is saying, my warning is still happening, but destruction is about to take place. He said, my warning has been sent. I'm still sending my warning, but still you're not taking heed to my warning. So now I'm really going to send my destruction. And this time it's going to be for my church. Mm-hmm. But that's for another podcast, y'all. Because believe it or not, God has been dealing with me for years. 2021, 2022. About the church. And I began to get in the book of Revelations. And God been showing me things about the church. And he said, open your eyes, just look. And it began to show me things. And I mean, look. He said, look at the local church. And then he began to say, look in the book of Revelations. And even as a child, I was would not go in the book of Genesis. I would go in the last book. And that would always be, because I was always fascinated of just familiar book. And I could, and I was like, what is this? And I would always get attacked in my sleep. Like, I can never wake up. Like I have a hard time waking up. And, but, you know, I say all of this, but this is another podcast, y'all. But all I'm saying is that, God is sending warning upon warning upon warning. But God's destruction is about to hit. And it's about to hit land. And it's about to hit the church. And God is an angry God. And his mercy has been sent. But now he's about to take his mercy back. He's about to take his mercy back. And he's about to spare his ride. No more mercy for the church. Because how dare the church? How dare the church treat the temple of God like it's a circus? Like it's some type of toy or something that you just go to for fashion, for show. How dare you? And you call yourself the church. And some of the church don't even have a bit of the Holy Ghost. Jumping around and get a bit of the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. Some of you don't even have the bit of knowledge. Some don't even know what you're called to do. Some of you just going to go. Some of you in witchcraft. Some of you lying, adultery, fornication, lying and doing all this stuff in the house of the Lord. Abominations. It's in the house of the Lord. Have the nerve to step foot in the house of God, in the temple of God, in the presence of God. And you call yourself holy. You call yourself righteous. And God said, my warning has been sent. I'm tired of it. And now I'm drawing back my mercy. It's time now I draw back my mercy, God said. I've given you time to repent. And now I must spare my rod. Clearly, I needed to say that again. Spirit is on me. Ooh, I can't quench the spirit. I learned that I can't quench the spirit when God wants me to say something. I can't, you know, say for God to shut up. You know, I can't make myself shut up because it's God speaking. And I got to keep on going, go with the flow of the Holy Ghost. That's what God is saying. God had me go that way in the order. The order. Woo. Divine order. And this part of the order. But God is sick and tired of the church. Of the church. Treating him like he's nothing. Like he's not even in existence. It's like it's a building. You say you're serving God, but what God are you serving? When you say you're serving God, what God are you serving? Are you serving an idol God? Are you serving the true and living God? Because anybody can say, oh, when we all get to heaven, there's many heavens. What heaven are you talking about? Because when you're doing all this type of stuff in the house of the Lord, what heaven and earth are you trying to get to? I mean, what heaven, excuse me, are you trying to get to? Oh, I said it right. Yes, I did. What heaven and earth are you trying to get to? Trash that. But it's too much nonsense going on in the house of the Lord. It's too much hate in the house of the Lord. It's too much bite-biting in the house of the Lord. Jealousy. Stealing. Unforgiveness. Bitterness. Strife. And you call yourself holy in the house of the Lord. Witchcraft, as I spoken earlier, in the house of the Lord. For it to be the temple. Of where God resides. This is where he is supposed to reside. Where we come to fellowship in his name. Where we come to lift up the Savior. But how can you say you love God and if you're doing any of these things, that is not holy? And God says, I'm drawing my mercy. I'm getting ready to draw my mercy from the church. And I'm getting ready to spare my rod and set a blaze of fire. For I am not pleased. Such not a repentant heart. You're supposed to be my bride. My true love. Apple of my heart. Apple of my eye. This is how you repay me. By doing ill attention in my name. In my house, in my honor, in my glory. This is how you repay me. God says I'm an angry God. But I'm about to show you. Just who I am. Saith the Lord. Divine order. Divine order. God's order. It's the best order. This is your girl, Little Bell. And I'm signing out. Peace. Shalom. Talk soon. Grace Talk. Love ya. Bye.